Welcome to the podcast for the sisters and bros. It will make you laugh from your head to your toes. Talking about their lives, from the highs to the lows. And the name of the title goes, The Sloppy Joes.
Welcome everyone to Sloppy Joes and a Good Friday special.
A very good Friday to you too.
If you are listening / watching on Good Friday, it is the start of a 4-day weekend.
Yeah.
Do we all have good, like, you're from an American background, do they have a 4-day bender?
I don't think so.
Must do.
They must.
They must get Good Friday off. Do they get Good Friday off? Who knows? Ethan James, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello, everyone.
Now, Easter is the time where we all reflect on how good food is, with Easter eggs, hot cross buns, which are bang in the middle of the table, and we're going to try and get them into the 9 out of 10 club. But right now on Good Friday, what will the McGraths be doing?
Do you have a little tradition for Easter?
Every time.
Do you? Because you're from a Irish household, aren't you? Largely.
Let's have a game. What do you do on Good Friday?
Knowing you, booze.
Nope. What do you do on Good Friday? So it's something food and drink related. What do you do on Good Friday? What is the tradition?
An elderflower wine?
No.
To bring in spring?
Come on. What is the tradition on Good Friday?
Kippers.
How do you not know?
Kippers.
You sort of that. What is it, Ethan?
Easter eggs.
No, that's Easter Sunday, you tit.
Tuppence.
I'm changed, man, actually. On Good Friday, you aren't allowed to eat meat. So fish and chips is king.
Let me stop you there. What?
It is a tradition for Catholics to not be able to eat meat.
I understand that.
Yeah.
You then go on to say,
fish and
we're
chips
eating
is king.
Fish.
Fish, well, fish isn't meat, is it?
What?
Fish and meat aren't the same thing.
Do you think vegetarians eat fish?
No, it's pescatarians eat fish, though.
Yeah.
If I said to you, I've cut out meat, I wouldn't think I'd cut out fish.
Are you joking?
No, meat and fish are completely different.
Meat is the flesh of a formerly living animal.
On land? If I said to you, I've cut out fish, would it mean if I said to you... No,
are you okay?
Meat and fish...
What happened
Sorry,
to you,
something
then?
Flashed. Meat and fish are not the same thing.
Of course they are.
No, they're not. Meat is completely different word to fish. If I've cut out meat, what does it mean?
It's the flesh of an animal.
Typically a bird. A fowl. It says nothing about fish. I don't think. If I said to you, I've cut out meat, would you think I've cut out fish as well?
Yeah.
Why?
Because the meat, I just thought
Becky's cut out meat in a diet. She still eats fish every day.
Well, I don't think she's cut out meat.
I would have said, yeah, meat's not fish. In the comments right now, if I said if I'm on a meat-free diet, I could still eat fish, tuna and all that. You're not allowed to eat meat. You're not like cows, pigs. What did you think, Ethan? If I said I cut out meat?
Well, I'm looking at a definition here from Medicine Net, who says fish is not considered meat because it's cold-blooded.
Cold-blooded? That's exactly what my point was.
So if you ate a frog, is that not meat?
I don't know. I'm not in France, am I? The French might be able to. The Catholic French people might be able to eat frogs.
Well, that's blown me away because obviously fish is meat.
No, it's not. Literally, you just said it's cold-blooded. So you're not allowed to eat meat, cows,
okay,
pigs,
goats.
Okay,
hot-blooded stuff. So you wouldn't eat a dolphin, but you would eat a
Probably
frog.
Probably not, no.
But you would eat a frog.
I just stick to fish.
Bonkers.
No, it's not bonkers.
Backwards.
You can't eat meat. You can't eat meat.
So you wouldn't
No
eat
cows. Do you want me to lift off meat? I can't eat again.
Lift?
Cows.
No, I get it.
Pigs, chickens. Yeah. I won't eat them.
Yeah.
Would I eat a cod? Of course I'm going to. Probably eating it right now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Fish and chips is king.
I wonder why you couldn't say the word meat.
You go around all the chippies in Manchester, they'll be bit rammed.
Full of Irish?
Not just that. Catholic's not just an Irish thing, is it? Yeah. You can be Catholic, be from Italy.
Mexico.
Where's the Pope from?
Yeah.
Well, he's probably not from Italy.
Argentina,
but he lives in Italy. So their fish and chip restaurants will be rammed.
Mm.
Because, like I said, you can't eat meat.
So you wake up 7 a.m, fish and chips.
Smoked salmon and eggs. Tuna bought it for lunch. Tuna bought it for lunch, and then fish and chips.
I love
can't
that you
believe
have,
you don't know
I love that.
That
not only are you not eating meat and you're willing to eat fish, but you have to have fish with every meal.
Yeah,
I love
true.
That.
I could have a cheese butty.
You could just have egg on toast, but no. We have to really blur the lines between meat and fish and have fish with every single meal, almost as a sort of sensational rejection of this concept that fish could be meat.
I want sinned.
What did you do? Eat a bit of whale?
Duck.
You're joking. Well, that, again, though.
I thought duck was on the line because obviously it lives in water.
You thought duck was fish, didn't you?
I thought duck was a fish.
What do you mean it's not a fish? It lives in water.
I thought it was part fish. So yeah. I want sinned.
Like somewhere between a chicken and a haddock.
I'll never forget Good Friday 17.
What, the year 17 or you were 17?
2017, that's when I ate the duck.
Did you?
Had a pizza slice. Was a rogue choice.
A duck pizza?
Yeah.
What is happening? Your life is absurd.
It was actually in a place called Slice on the Stevenson Square.
Now not there anymore. No, I used to live it in there.
Because it's all duck pizzas. So none of you do Good Friday?
No.
At all?
Why aren't you allowed to eat meat? Because Jesus died.
Jesus died on the cross. He was meat. Don't eat him.
Right.
Something like that. And so I've stuck to it. Of course I'm going to stick to it. Becky calls it Catholic Fish and Chip Day.
Right.
She looks forward to it every year. We're going to go to the Friary in Edgeley.
Oh, it's a beautiful place.
It's out now, all this, so I've already been. What a chip shop.
Amazing.
Granny Una's coming round, mum and dad, sister, we're all going to get a big spread out, fish and chips. We can't wait.
Yeah.
Catholic Fish and Chip Day is the start of Easter weekend.
Right.
What a treat.
You're a family full of tradition, aren't you?
What's up?
Sorry, I've just done a bit of research on this thing. So it says you're not supposed to eat meat on... it says on Fridays, just any Friday. Oh no, Good Friday maybe, because Christians believe because Jesus sacrificed his flesh for humanity.
Fuck
but
me.
Also,
and it's almost like you're doing the same thing, isn't it? Hey, you tell you what, Jesus sacrificed his life for us. He was nailed to a bit of wood and left out in the sun for days. And you
when
know
was
what?
Left out in the sun for days.
It was on the crucifix.
It was.
Tomb.
Yeah, later on.
How many
and then
days?
Like, you know what? He did that.
How many
and,
days
and there's
is
a
left
way
out?
For us to give a little back, for us to sacrifice as well.
Yeah, don't eat meat.
Oh, instead of having bacon sandwich, I'll have some lovely smoked salmon. Isn't that really putting me on the same level?
There's another twist here, and I want to see if Drew does this as well. The faithful are enjoined to abstain from sexual relations on the Friday as well.
I've been doing that for a long time.
Really?
That was a joke. Also, you got to get out of the bed, hands first. Catholic, on
like
Good
a,
Friday,
like a dog.
You can't get out of the bed in the start of the morning with your feet. You have to get it out, hands first, and sort of crawl out until your feet touch the ground. That's something. Can you Google that?
What am I Googling? You're doing what?
You can't, on Good Friday, you can't get out of the bed, legs first like you normally would. You have to exit hands first.
That's not real.
It is real.
For what reason?
It's something to do with the way Jesus was like on the cross.
Wow.
Anyway, blame Judas.
So you're crawling out of bed hands first.
Yeah.
You're just basically going all the way down the stairs.
Straight to the smoked salmon.
Straight to the smoked salmon. Just sort of smashing that into your face. Going, it's not as good as a sausage, but it's not bad. Then what? Then you go, Mum, get the mayo in. Tuna mayo for lunch.
Get the mayo in? Why are you assuming I've just got tuna?
Well, because, you know.
Get the tuna mayo, please, Mum.
Yeah.
And sweet corn.
Oh, no.
Why?
It's better with cucumber than sweet corn, obviously.
Is it?
Yeah, tuna mayo and sweet corn, shite.
Why? But like, but the thing is, it's like tuna and cucumber's like basically water.
Yeah.
So you're just having fishy water.
No, but it's adding some crispness.
What's crisp about a soggy cucumber?
You don't think cucumber's crisp?
Is it fuck crisp? Cucumber's not crisp. It's made. How can something 98% water be crisp?
You're talking about ice.
No.
That's 100% water, and that's crisp.
Is cucumber crisp, Ethan?
Of course it is.
Is it a crisp, sorry?
Where are you?
I was Googling...
What are you doing if it's not this podcast, Ethan?
I was Googling getting out of bed with your hands tied together
lying.
Good Friday.
Obviously he's lying. The question is cucumber crisp? All vegetables are very high percentage water. They're all crisp. You're going to tell me a stick of celery ain't crisp because it's got a load of water in it?
Crisp.
You're
going to
tell me iceberg lettuce ain't crisp?
If I'm looking for a crunch, I'm not thinking
cucumber. If you bite into a cucumber, what noise does it make? Does it go... or does it go...
It's so soft in the middle.
Yeah, but that's not all of it, is it? Anyway, so you're having it with corn.
Sweet corn.
And yeah, I probably would skip lunch. We're going on a big walk.
Yeah.
Up a pike.
You wouldn't go up a cut, you know, some other fish.
Pivington Pike.
Yeah.
You gotta go up. Gorgeous this time of year. It's a tradition to do egg rolls.
What, like Chinese style? Like soy sauce? Egg rolls.
Roll eggs down a hill.
What?
Yeah. Where have you two been? What did you do on Good Friday?
Sorry, I haven't been in the old dark room. My family aren't
religious. It's the New Testament, isn't it?
Of course. My family aren't very
religious.
Should we
eat these hot cross buns anyway? Ethan, come round here.
What part of Good Friday do you eat these then?
These are probably a good breakfast, to be fair. They're fucking good. Although, can I say this?
Go on.
Sorry.
The hot cross bun market is too much now.
Go on.
I could have got one with cheese in. I got one with chocolate, one with double chocolate,
what?
One with extra fruit, one with red Leicester, one with caramelised onions.
No.
There are too many hot cross buns. That right there isn't a normal hot cross bun. That's an extra fruity one because there's no such thing as a normal hot cross bun now. They're all gimmicks, Joe.
That's weird. That one's already got a bite out of it. Did you have that when you made it?
I took a bite of it before. Oh. We're gonna mouse, have we? Right, Ethan, what are you thinking?
God, they're good.
I've got a little joke for you.
Oh, go on.
What happens when you pour hot water down a rabbit's hole?
Well, I mean, it's pretty obvious, isn't it?
Hot cross bun.
Hot cross bunnies.
It is hot cross bunnies. Very good.
Why don't you just go into the joke instead of saying I've got a joke for you? Because then we knew what the answer was. Rattling.
I think I do like a hot cross bun. I prefer it though just raw.
No, you don't.
What?
Stop lying.
I do. Right. I just have it like as the bread without any butter on, just like full on bun.
Is he serious?
What? No,
you have a hot cross bun without
like,
toasted?
Eat it like that?
Well, that's like eating a bagel without it being toasted.
I guess it's not even called a hot cross bun at that point. It's just a cross bun. It's not hot.
Anyway, so you don't do that's anything gross, on... Oh, is it 9 out of 10? They're all right. I prefer toasted tea cake.
I think they're 8 out of 10. They're better than the tea cake.
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
Just because they've got a cross on them?
Denser. Must
yeah,
be.
True.
Well, yeah, they're not 9 out of 10.
It's delightful, Drew. It's not a 9 out of 10, though. It's lovely.
Thank you. It is lovely. It reminds me of my dad.
You said that like your dad's no longer with us.
Or he's not here.
Or he's like a piece of bread or something.
With like a cross on him. Would you stick a sardine in your dad?
Stop. Secondly, when you say... You said that like he's a piece of bread. What tone and inflection does a man have for you to think, oh, he's probably saying that because his dad's a piece of bread, isn't it? Ethan.
Why does it remind you of your dad?
He loves a hot cross bun. He loves a tea cake. He loves a fruited loaf. Do you know what I mean? Do you know those fruit loaves that you can get?
Oh, do I?
And has there ever been a food, by the way, that goes from being undercooked to burnt more quickly than the fruit loaf?
I don't know.
Nothing like it because of the sugar content.
Really?
But he loves all of that.
Nice.
Yeah, he loves a fruitcake.
So we'll be eating something this weekend?
I bloody well hope so.
What are your plans? Do you any traditions?
We're going to go for a Easter egg hunt at Liz's. And then on Monday...
Here we go.
Easter Monday. It's...
It's classic you and Liz's, that. An Easter egg hunt.
At her mum and dad's.
You're 28-9.
I'm 28-9.
You're 29.
Yeah.
What are you doing an Easter egg hunt for?
Fun.
You said fun like you didn't believe it.
Fun?
No, you went...
It is fun.
Fun. Is it fun?
Yeah, you go around to Liz's mum and dad's house. We did it last year. Oh, there's a clue. What's the clue? There's an egg in the kitchen. Go in the kitchen, found it. They're not particularly difficult, but it's a nice little ceremony, isn't it?
And just you and her? You
no,
and Lizzie?
And it'll be Lizzie's brother and his fiancée.
How old
Lizzie's
are they?
Mum and dad, 34, 35. Slightly older than us. Maybe.
Do you think you'd be like in your 50s running around looking for eggs?
I like to think so, yeah. And then I guess we should probably get her some presents and that. But I don't like Easter, really.
Presents? Why?
Easter presents. Did you not used to get a little DVD or something when you were a kid?
I said, yeah, we've got Easter eggs.
No, we would get an egg, but then you get like a £20 present. So like, I'd be like, oh, in the Argos catalogue, Giza Bionicle, you know, a DVD, get me like, you know,
really?
Mickey Flanagan live or whatever.
Some of the Argos catalogue, Mickey Flanagan live.
Yeah, something like that. Russell Howard.
I thought you didn't believe in Easter, so you're getting 20 quid presents.
I believe in presents. Crikey. I believe in cash. What's your Easter Sunday routine?
Lamb. Nice, yeah. Like a lamb.
Let's make up for not eating any meat on the Friday by killing a defenceless
sheep. What's weird is
Jesus is the lamb.
Thank you, Ethan. What's weird is Good Friday, there's something happening. Easter Sunday, there's something happening.
Beautiful.
God knows what you're supposed to do on Easter Saturday. Easter Monday,
I'm going to Sister Act live. Bring it back to the church, baby.
You go to Sister Act live.
Yep.
Nice.
Yeah, Whoopi Goldberg in the house.
Where's that?
Sheffield.
You're going to Sheffield to watch. Who you go with?
Family. The Lyceum. Sister Act Live. Can't wait. We booked it before COVID. The fact that it happens to land on Easter Monday is now just a beautiful little coincidence.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Did you ever have to decorate a boiled egg?
Oh, I loved it.
Good fun, that, wasn't it?
No, we didn't decorate the boiled egg. You would drill a hole in the top, drill a hole in the bottom, go. Fire the egg milk out and then you paint it afterwards. You just decorate a hard-boiled egg with the egg still inside.
What are you... You're lying.
What would you do? There's an egg still in it.
How are you getting the egg out?
Sorry, could I not have been more clear?
Without smashing the entire shell,
yeah.
You're cutting a hole in the bottom and the top of it and then
Blowing out the liquid egg meat. Yeah.
You're lying.
I'm not lying. You are lying. Grandma's house.
How big is this hole? Where does the yolk go? How does a
malleable
yolk fill out? A malleable. Stop it with these big words. How does the yolk get out this little hole you've created?
Well, have you ever?
Also,
I can't believe
you. I think you're misremembering
eggs
stuff.
Are liquid,
I think you're misremembering stuff.
Eggs are liquid.
Because here's the thing about
they're saying, how can you get Sprite out of a tiny hole in the top?
You fucking pour it out. The Sprite don't have big orange little bobs kicking about.
Have you
about.
Ever bitten into an egg and bacon sandwich and the yolk has gone down your arm?
Yeah.
Right. Could that same liquid?
How are you getting it out?
Perhaps
the shell?
Go through a hole that I've drilled.
What? You're misremembering it. You've never drilled a hole
so
in an
egg. So you
just
drilled.
Where'd you get the drill from? Where'd you get the drill from?
Where'd you get it from? Parents.
Also, then you don't have to. If it's a hard-boiled egg, it's got something behind it that waits, so you don't smack
yes,
your
but
egg.
Joe, if it's a hard-boiled egg, it lasts 4 days before it stinks of shit.
The shell works unbelievably well.
So
as a smell protector.
So yours has just got a. You've somewhere in your house.
Not mine. My entire
childhood.
School.
So the school
was a
hard-boiled. Like 30-year-old eggs. In eggshells.
No. Obviously, it's probably about 2-week-old eggs.
No.
If yeah.
You get my way, they last forever.
Yeah, but how do you got to do them so delicately?
Yeah.
Why?
I suppose you're a bit like fucking
Not just me.
Crush my shell again, miss.
I'm not having
it. Crush the school
also,
cat, miss.
Also, Ethan, did you do it?
Drill eggs?
Yeah.
I don't know what it's all about.
Did you decorate eggs?
Yes.
And were they drilled?
No.
They were hard-boiled. We're not fucking Bob the Builder over here.
Terrible reference.
Get the drill out.
You could have just named it.
I don't think you remember that right. Did you dream that? You don't drill an egg before you make it.
Of course you do. If you want it to last.
Ours did last.
No, they didn't.
They did.
I've still got one at home. In a little bit of tissue paper.
I've still got one. If we get to 1,000 patrons, I'll eat the egg inside.
Will you show the swastika that you drew on the outside as well?
What do you mean?
I did
Stone Cold.
Really?
Steve Austin. I did wrestlers.
You painted wrestlers on the outside of an egg?
I put them in a wrestling ring as well. Yeah.
Wait, so you just drew the faces on?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, what do you mean?
I thought you might have drawn the full body on the egg.
No, you do a little bit, like Mr. Potato Head.
So what did you draw? Two eyes and a collar. Wait, Steve Austin doesn't even wear a shirt. Steve Austin is a bald man with no facial hair. So you just drew two eyes, a nose, and a smile on an egg.
And the back of it,
Miss, I'm finished.
On the back of it, maybe it was Rey Mysterio.
Oh, fuck off, as if. You've gone from the least descript face to one that's got, like, Mexican patterns on it.
I definitely did a wrestler.
Goldberg, and you did Stone Cold Steve Austin, two bald white men.
I definitely did a wrestler.
With no detail whatsoever.
I definitely did wrestlers.
Unreal.
Ethan, what would you do on an Easter weekend?
Probably like Easter egg hunting that as well.
See?
Would you still? Used to. Would you do an Easter egg hunt now?
No, I just think it'd be a normal day. I used to like go around the field and like. It didn't come out so well in my head. I was gonna say hide eggs for all the kids to find on the street, but I was one of the kids as well. So who's putting
eggs in the field?
Me.
What?
Hide eggs on the field for people to go find the
chocolate
eggs.
Chocolate eggs.
Or ones with shells.
Yeah,
in.
Those little what they called?
Mini eggs.
Aye.
So you just scatter a load of mini eggs on a field and get the kids to find them.
That's right, true. Oh no, they'd be plastic. Ah, it's all coming back. It would be these plastic eggs in which inside you'd put mini eggs to protect the eggs.
The little pod, crucial pod.
We had Granny Una goes obviously to church and get these little knitted chickens, and the cream egg sits in the buttock of the chicken. And then
your
on Easter,
family is so obsessed
out.
With tradition and like occasion, isn't it? You've got like most people I know. They'll have two or three things a year. So, like, they'll do Christmas, they'll do, like, a Thanksgiving, or an Easter, or a Valentine. You celebrate everything.
Yeah,
you have a full
not?
Tradition for Christmas, for New Year, for Valentine's, for St. Patrick's Day. You've got one for, like, Fiddle Fig Friday, whatever it's
Life's
called.
Life's about
You've
memories.
I like
them.
It. I love it. You've got an Easter Friday, an Easter Sunday, an Easter Monday tradition.
No, we didn't know anything on the Saturday, though, so I'm up for anything, any other... traditions that people
Do you know what I love about
way.
Easter? I love that it doesn't have a date. Like, isn't it mad that, like, Jesus' birthday, 25th of December. Guaranteed. Every single year, I'll see you there.
Yeah, yeah.
Easter, it can change for, like, 3 weeks.
No,
it can be in April. It can be in March. I don't think it can be in June or May.
It can't be in June.
But it can be, like, weeks apart.
I think it's something to do with the first full moon after the spring.
I know, but why? Just pick the day he died, give us that day, and we'll do it every... Like, it's weird that there's this, like, floating event.
Yeah.
Same with Thanksgiving. It's, like, the third Thursday of October,
it's at WrestleMania.
Wow, what's
you
that?
You never know when that's going
to
be.
Yeah, but that's not... It's not linked to anything. It's just when Vince McMahon decides. It's when they can get the SoFi Stadium.
Well, when's the FA Cup final these days?
Yeah.
Who knows?
Amazing.
Look at the sun and you'll figure it out.
Summer solstice.
Summer solstice.
Yeah.
So have a lovely Easter, whatever you're getting up to.
Yeah. What will you be doing on Easter Sunday? You never said.
Lamb. I said lamb.
Yeah, but that's not a day.
How?
Lamb. What do you do? In the morning, you go and catch it. You pick out the one you want, like a lobster in a restaurant. You go and cave its head in with your dad. We both get a rock. It's
a
tradition.
Rock.
Smash its head in. Put it. We take it up to a hill. Just outside Heaton Norris. And we put his head on a rock and all as a family, we stomp the life out of it, don't we? And then we drag it down the hill.
I can't think of any hills in Heaton Norris.
Wow, it's the roof of a Tesco Extra.
Just watch out! Fuck. Landed on a Ford Mondeo. We'll probably go buy a leg from the local supermarket. Yeah. And then it takes a while to cook a good lamb.
What about a...
What about what?
What about a bad lamb?
Naughty lamb! And as a punishment for being such a naughty little boy, we're going to cook you ever so quickly.
No.
We'll cook you in seconds, we will.
I wouldn't want to microwave a lamb.
Oof. Deep fry.
Oof.
Have you ever seen it on Thanksgiving where people deep fry turkeys?
Yes.
I think you'd love that. It's meant to be so succulent. Let's deep fry a lamb still with its wool on.
You don't really get
make
deep
a nice
fried lamb, do you?
Jacket. No. You get a lot of grilled lamb. Are you okay? You've gone to that point, Joe, where I can see you distracted because a lot of time when me and Ethan are talking, you're sat there looking at your hands like you're on LSD.
I think I'm done.
You're done, aren't you? You get like this, don't you? Can we just, before we go, can we talk about this state that you get in? Because you get it in it on a watch-along sometimes, don't you?
My attention is really gone.
Yeah.
I don't know. What's wrong with me?
So we've been recording now for about an hour and 20 minutes, all in. And
I
look
don't know
what's happened.
Going on in my head.
Where have you gone?
Just go somewhere else.
What are you thinking?
I'm no longer here in this room, and my instincts are to get out, and that's why.
This is the ADHD.
I'm
kicking,
like, I've got to go.
You got to go, have you?
I don't know why.
It's weird. Isn't
I like
it?
Being in here.
You know, you like chatting to us, but I can see you've gone because we're talking. You're just looking up and look. He's just looking like, looking. What do you see in your hands when you look at him? Right, that's going to be off.
I'm seeing nothing. Thank you for joining us. I was just thinking that, like, I've seen nothing.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter, everyone. What's your favourite Easter egg?
Ooh, crunchy.
Delicious.
It annoys me though, because all the eggs are the same. It's just the bar you get with
it. Yeah, it's exactly the same. But yeah, I was more thinking crunchy. Nestle or Cadbury's.
Oh, Cadbury's all day.
Do you know what? The Nestle one's not bad, you know. A Kit Kat Chunky.
Yeah, Kit Kat Chunky's nice, but I don't like Nestle chocolate that
get
much.
This right, get this right. Someone's done a study.
He's back.
Someone's done a study. It's about food, of course I'm back. An Easter egg, right? The medium, the large ones, right? In most supermarkets now, £3 for a medium, £5 for a large. Someone's done research. A newspaper we shall not name. Don't like it. They have figured out that the eggs are exactly the same size.
Weight.
Weight and everything, from the medium to the large. All you're getting in the large one is an extra bar. What you're paying there, Joe, is £2 for a crunchy.
Let me just break this down in layman's terms. They're charging me £2 for one crunchy right here.
Yes.
So you're telling me it would be better for me to get the medium egg and just sellotape an extra fucking crunchy on the box? Is that what you're saying before I give it to my mum?
I do say that. Interesting.
Very interesting.
I love the ones with the mugs in.
Yeah, I like those good mugs. Yeah. A little Cadbury's cream egg mug.
Ethan, what's your favourite Easter egg?
I don't really eat Easter eggs.
Right, that's going to be all. Thank you very much for joining us. I don't think we'll have any... We might actually have a couple of Sloppy Joe's live tickets left. We always say at the end of the podcast, the only people who are watching this end bit are the people who've already bought tickets. So thank you for buying a ticket. And if you are here and you haven't bought one, Manchester, 29th of April, 12:30 p.m, correct? We'll be there for the Sloppy Joe's birthday bash live show. There's like 3 tickets left, so go and check them out. Get them if you still can. Bye.
Bye.
Wave, Ethan.
Bye.
Happy Easter.
What the fuck? That was completely accidental.
You tosser.